We've been talking about the Donald Trump transition, and it looks from the outside like everything's going on pretty well. I mean, he's interviewing people coming in and out of Trump Tower. But then you read the headlines and you think, oh, my word, the whole thing is in chaos. What is this coverage all about? Let's talk with our friend, Washington Times reporter Kelly Riedel, who is in our nation's capital, to get her take on all this. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
I just can't really believe some of these headlines that I'm seeing. It's like the guy has been working on his transition for, what, 8 or 9 days now?
Yeah.
And they expect everything to be spoon-fed to them, to perfectly wrapped up in a bow with no dissension or no discussions.
Well, it's the media coverage has been very unfair here. Donald Trump is a complete outsider. That's why the public voted him into office, because they wanted to drain the swamp. They wanted to shake up things in Washington. And so with that, you're going to have, unlike Hillary Clinton, who would have come in with her team of consultants and appointees already named, Donald Trump is going to have a little bit tougher of a transition doing this, much like Bill Clinton did back in 1992. He's got to name a lot of new spots, and he's got 70 days to do it, though. He's got 70 days to do it, and he's got to name 4,000 slots. So this transition period is always messy. So to think that Donald Trump would have this all wrapped up in a week is just, the expectations on the media are a little too much here.
Do we want to get in? How far do you know about this Trump son-in-law Kushner settling a score with Christie's story?
Jared Kushner.
Well, I think that moving the transition team from Chris Christie to Mike Pence was a great idea. Mike Pence knows how things. He never really got sucked into Washington, and one of the first things that he did when he came on the transition team was to get rid of all the lobbyists that were on it. You know, Chris Christie, it didn't come as much as a surprise to me that he'd be removed from there, just because there is bad blood with Jared Kushner. We know that from the reports, and we know that he put Jared Kushner's father in jail. So there was bad blood there. And also, after Chris Christie had two of his aides convicted after the Bridgegate scandal, I think that Trump wants to go into this administration with clean hands, and so he had to put Chris Christie at a distance.
I got to tell you, if somebody had done to my father what Chris Christie did to Jared Kushner's father, I probably wouldn't want to be around him at all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, sometimes human emotion can get him out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about some of the other names that we've been hearing about? We've heard about Ambassador Bolton for Secretary of State, and we've also heard about Rudy Giuliani, and now Rand Paul is holding his hand up and saying, nope, I'm not going to approve either one of those two choices.
Well, I think that Rudy Giuliani at this point is the one that really wants the State Department job, and he's been a very loyal Trump supporter from the get-go, but he's just been going on all these talk shows, and I think all of the rumors and conjecture about him being state are actually just Rudy Giuliani getting on these shows saying, I want to be in the State Department. I've been to all these countries and whatnot, but he's got a lot of conflict of interests in terms when he was lobbying different countries and giving them, so it's not I don't know if it's a great fit. Today, this morning, there was news that Nikki Haley might be considered for state, which is a complete departure from both John Bolton and Rudy Giuliani. The fact of the matter is that Donald Trump likes to keep people guessing, and the only person who knows who's going to have these cabinet people positions is Donald Trump himself. So all of this, these rumors and conjecture, I mean, it's literally changing within the hours of the day.
You know,
of who's popular or not.
That I've noticed about Donald Trump is he loves to start floating names out there, and then he will end up appointing somebody completely different from anything that anybody has speculated about, because he still has that showman's drama. He knows how to play all of us for maximum dramatic effect.
Yes, I mean, and that's kind of the showman he's tweeted out, and he said multiple times that I am the one that's commanding the ship. Don't you trust unnamed sources? I am the one. I am the ultimate source. And so, when these are, who knows who he'll name, but I think he also likes to float out names to get a little public reaction before he determines who's going to put in these positions. But the good news here for everybody, for the American public, is there seems to be a plethora of options and a lot of people willing to take these positions and work with him. And that's very optimistic, and that's good news for the American public.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Washington Times reporter Kelly Riedel.